Love God, lift others.
Welcome to Elevate Life Church. Now, sit back, relax, and enjoy another elevated message. Here's Senior Pastor Sergio Limone.
It's not really hard to do.
totally different to your intimate wisdom. You can be for your own Your presence is here, Lord. Your word tells us that. And when we sing praises, we build a throne in your presence. You're here, Father, your people. Thank you. And let this great commandment be a power to be to you. See, as we were speaking now about the church, we wanted to think about this church, which is still in our lives. I'm afraid we love God, and that's why we live home from the grace of God. We altered it a little bit because loving God and loving people sometimes can be misconstrued. Because a lot of people in today's day and age simply out of love simply by words. But how many know that's bad? If you only thing you have to believe that I love you is by words, then you're probably going to become a fool. Right? That's why people get their boyfriends and say they love them. Every now and then, you will be great. He beats you. That's a problem. How many know that? That's not love. Can I get an amen to that? Because our actions have to back up the declaration of love. And so many times, it's too easy to say, well, I love God and I love people. Yeah, I do. No. Just take that step further. And we begin to look at what does it mean to love people. So that's what it means, is that everywhere we go, no matter what church it is, we want everything to go through and right. We want everything to go we want to release others. If Jesus Christ is the one life, I should be the minister of the right with every person that I need. Now, get an example. That's what we're doing with the church, from this place, from this book. Because what I'm going to hear about is going to be your is to raise up the truth of the Spirit. Now, listen, some of you have heard this before, but others of you need to hear it for the first time. The Bible is very clear about the instructions that Jesus gave us. He said, go into the world and make truth for you. Now, you can say that. He said, go into the world and make believers. He said, go into the world. I think the problem with American Christianity is we've gone into the world to make church builders. Church builders can change the world. Church builders can change their own world. He didn't say, go into the world and make believers. Because how many of you know, those people out on the streets right now, smoking out, doing whatever they do, believing Jesus Christ is Lord. How many know that? There's people doing wrong this morning, or sleeping on the hill over. There's somebody that so drunk just last night, all while believing that Jesus is Lord. It's just to be a believer. Jesus could go out and make the word believer is used in the Bible two times. The word Christian is used as a source. But the word disciple is the 269 times. We're not calling it a church. I'm not going to say, you're not calling it a church. You're not calling it a church. You're calling it a church. Does that say something about the Christian? It's the point. We're calling it a church. Lifting something is very uncomfortable. And if it's something that American Christians want to love our country, that's we pick churches in America. We go to the churches with the best building, the most comfortable seats, the best lighting, the best music, so that I can go there and be next to it. And we call it. That's not what God calls you to do. It's called a church. It's all you got. Nothing against those things. We want those things. We have some of those things. But we know our Christian community, our church experience, does not rely on how comfortable we can be. When you come to church, and you hear me preach, I say this to you, that's a little hard to hear. And the question is, if you're comfortable, it's like that you're going to do something to somebody else. So if we just ask you, see how to be just, how do we have a lot of disruption that we have to do? How do we have a lot of disruption that we have to do? How do we have a lot of disruption that we have to do? Nothing in the Bible speaks to people. And you cover them to people. What it teaches you is rest. Rest is to come and comfort. It's rest. God is using you through your rest. He said, come to me, all you that labor, for I will give you rest. Rest is not a comfort. Rest is peace. Rest is worth it when I we heard that phrase, we want to lift others. It wasn't something that was dreamed up with a group of people trying to get something that would look good on social media. That people were trying to do it. But we want to raise up the needs of the world. And we want to come to those who make other people. I believe that the church that I believe when God looks at our lives, He should be seeing these two pictures, okay? So, what Jesus said, right there in Matthew 22, and this is what I have with you today. What Jesus said is he's confronted by a lawyer, a specialist in the law. He's not the greatest person. And he's expecting this answer because here's what a lot of churchgoers are concerned about. The rules. What are the rules? I'm going to be a good Christian. What are the rules to be a good Christian? And churches for many years followed the rules. You know, I started preaching. I could not preach without being a student. When I started preaching, they did not remember when I started preaching, I preached as well. So I didn't have like normal preaching days. Okay? I had club, you know, preaching seats and club seats were different with the mountain. So, you know, I had, you know, sweet camp and reaching camp with a little coat that just went to gear, letting my friends remember. I'm serious. I don't even say about the gear that you have to bring by the preacher. And so, at the church, if we were at a new preacher, I'd make you see. The only suit I had in my pocket was the suit I wore at the temple at the second level, and to be a son. With all of your heart, with all of your spirit, with all of your soul, with all of your Jesus, the second one is this one, to love your neighbor as yourself. He says, if you do this, you can come to all of the law and all of the prophets. The book of Mark says, if you do this, you will fulfill the commandment of the law. You know, Jesus is saying, quit worrying about the rules. So many Christians live like,
the Hebrew word
is actually a term that means this. It refers to the inner part of the person that refers to their will. It speaks of a person's moral character and determination. So when God says, love God with all of your heart, he says, love God with all of your moral character. What moral character is? Moral character is morals. Do you have morals? Do you have godly character? Because if you don't have godly character, you're not loving God. You're loving with all of your heart. That means this. Your character should reflect the Word of God. If you say, I love God, but you still are going out, living like somebody that doesn't, you're not loving God. And then, you know, I go out and I'm just like, I think of my girlfriend, but I love God. Come on, now, don't be mad at me. Get rid of this thing that you the unperfect world, you put that And you've got to love me with your heart, which is the moral character, and you've got to love me with your prayers. And we have to be And that good is, if you allow God to transform your life, you will be transformed. I encourage you, God is standing and work. That's why you need to take your notes and so thank you for being in the class, getting to see the people who know and love your work. It's one of the things that I want to say, I'll reach you to be a part of the music, and to get all of that to be the best. All of that to be the best. We have to be the best. Amen. But what is the key message? To lead you out to walk. I heard that before. He loves you too. Now, he loves you the way you are, right? But he loves you too much to lead you out. It'd be the equivalent if you went and you went to a 4-year-old little boy and said, "Let him out of the school." And for the goodness of your heart, you said, "Man, I'm not going to let this kid spend another night on the school. Get that toy out of the school, pour it out of the school, get it out of the manor, pop out the side of the ship." And you're saying, "I don't care. I love this kid. I'm going to bring him in my school." You don't, you can say, "Oh, the family. Grace covers all my sins. I don't live like I want to live. Okay, well, he does. He does. And he has a struggle. The amazing. What you're trying to do is what human beings are doing. What they're doing is sort of human beings. Remember, Abel saw the dream of gifts that he got in the world and getting out of the head. That was actually the Lord's word. This is what loving you was like. Here's what we do.
Well, yeah, but still, I'm going to love him like this.
Well, just God loves you anyway. He'll love you anyway. He hates you this year. Or if I have to use your life to kill us, you might tolerate it. You might tolerate it.
Where our world can say, what is it going to get right?
Your word. I love you.
Hey everybody, Pastor Sergio here, and we just want to thank you for tuning in to our podcast. Make sure you check us out next week as we continue this series.